Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here, and joining us now from Farm Credit Services of America, Ron Eichmeier is on the live line. Ron, how are you today?
I'm great, Jesse. How are you?
Hey, Ron, I am fantastic. Thank you for joining us here today on KGLO. We're talking about cashback dividends here today. And Ron, you know, normally this time of year, we would be talking the cashback dividends that Farm Credit Services of America is about to mail to its customer owners. But FCS America has made some important changes to its cashback dividend program. Can you tell us about that?
You're right, Jesse, and I'd be glad to visit with you about those. We made a couple of important changes. And the first one was that back in December of 2019, our board of directors approved a cashback dividend equal to 1% of our customers' average loan balance. And with that in mind, that allowed us to share a record cashback dividend, which in 2019 amounts to more than $262 million that will go back to our customers. The second part of that is that instead of waiting till March to send that out, we distributed those checks 2 months early in January.
Well, Ron, why this change? Why making this change to the cashback dividend program?
Well, Jesse, we're a financial cooperative, and Farm Credit Services of America feels it's important to share our financial strength with the customers who have helped make us successful. And, you know, that's true no matter what the economic cycle, but it's especially important now when we see agriculture going through some challenging times. You know, our goal in moving up the distribution of those checks was to maximize the impact it would have on our customers so we could get that money into their hands as early as possible as they plan for a new crop season.
Well, Ron, I understand this year's cashback dividend marked a major milestone in your patronage program. Can you talk about that?
Jesse, that's right, and it's one thing we're really excited about. I mean, first of all, we've paid cashback dividends now for 16 consecutive years. And our 2019 cashback of more than $262 million pushed that total over the 16 years to over $2 billion. And if you think about that, that's $2 billion that is now in the hands of our customers in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And what they've done with that money is they've invested in their operations, invested in their families, and they've spent it in their local communities. You know, best of all, our board of directors is committing to providing some more certainty around cashback dividends in the future.
Well, tell me more about this change and what it means to your customer owners, Ron.
Yeah, first of all, our board of directors has already approved a cashback dividend program for 2020. Our intention is to keep cashback dividends to at least 1% of a customer's eligible balance. You know, it's just one of the many ways that agriculture can depend on Farm Credit Services of America.
Well, how does Farm Credit Services of America, how do you calculate the amount of each customer's dividend, Ron?
That's a great question and a fairly easy one to answer. Our cashback dividends are determined by the customer's average daily loan balance throughout the year. Essentially, that means that the more business you do with Farm Credit Service America, the greater your share of that profits will be and the larger your cashback dividend check will be. And for example, at 100 basis points or 1% and an average daily balance of $250,000, that cashback dividend check would be about $2,500.
So, Ron, why does Farm Credit Services of America distribute cashback dividends every year rather than retaining all of its profits?
Well, Jesse, it goes back to our cooperative business model. You know, we're governed by those customers who do business with us, and quite frankly, our financial success is their success. We want stockholder capital to be as close as possible to our farmers and ranchers. And keep in mind that what we don't return to our customer owners in the form of cashback dividend is retained by our financial cooperative to serve the needs of our customers and the next generation of ag. You know, we're here to support agriculture through every economic cycle, through challenging times as well as good times. Our record 2019 cashback dividend of more than $260 million is just one of the ways that Farm Credit Service America is delivering on its effort to be agriculture's most valued financial partner.
Well, Ron, all great insight there to the Cashback Dividend Program with Farm Credit Services of America. If producers want to learn more, want to catch up with representatives of Farm Credit Services of America, what's the best way to do that?
We have a website. We have a toll-free and a local number in both our Mason City, Decorah, and Cedar Falls offices. So just give us a jingle. We'd love to visit with you.
Wonderful. Ron, we appreciate the time here on KGLO. Thank you for telling us more about the Cashback Dividend Program with Farm Credit Services of America, and I wish you a great rest of your day.
You too, Jesse, and thank you.
Ron Eichmeier joining us from Farm Credit Services of America here on KGLO. You can learn more at fcsamerica.com. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.